Years ago, I asked Jude how she did it, how it worked, how Spirit Song worked. And a much younger Kai just jumped into the conversation and said, "Mama closes her eyes, then she opens her heart, then God just comes in and starts singing." And I think it was a very accurate and beautiful description of what did happen. Here's an example of some of the Spirit Song that came out with God in 2005. "In vain do I search. In vain do I try to see outside myself, for the truth lies with me. I am all that is and all that will ever be. What I need to know lives inside of me. All that is, all that will ever be is inside myself. My God is in me. Look deep within. Search in your soul. Be good to the world. Your God lives with thee."
From Carlos in Regina in Albuquerque, "As we think back on knowing Judith, we feel her fierce determination to live and to savor each day. Our personal debt to her is that she taught us how to celebrate the Sabbath in a way that felt comfortable and welcoming, teaching us and showing us a path we had not seen before. The world will no longer be the same without her in it, yet she is reflected in her children and in you, David." From Roberta Lehman in New Haven, "I really loved Judith so much. How could anyone not? She was such a presence, such a bright, shining light, such a unique, loving spirit. I never want to forget her smile." And from Judy Carlson, Spirit Song's sister in Massachusetts, "She was a remarkable woman, so fearless, so determined, so creative, so caring, so full of life, love, and spirit, all at the same time. We enjoyed and will always keep the time we spent with her in our hearts. She was an inspiration to us all on many levels, and the way she lived life to the fullest while she was ill is a lesson we all learned."
In Spirit Song, as you have heard and Kai described so well, you never know what will come out from your soul. And as you also know, Judith was a very eclectic person. And the presence of so much of Guatemala here today in your clothing is a testimony to that. So one day, she sang, and out came a well-known hymn from another faith, but with completely different words.
Amen.